This is Dale Connolly reporting. American cars are getting bigger. A car that claimed for many years to be the largest sports utility vehicle, the Chevrolet Suburban, has now been eclipsed in size by the new Ford Excursion. But every passenger car on the road is still dwarfed by the Sherpa from Intimida. Although it's hard to get a Sherpa, Congress has decreed that Intimida limit production and distribution by region because some theorists believe a too high concentration of Sherpas in one area might cause a wobble in the Earth's rotation. That's how big it is. Intimida spokesman Skylar Farr offered to bring one of the Sherpas by so we could see it. He said he'd have it out behind the radio station about now, so why don't you come with me, and we'll take a look out the back door and see if it's here. Well, doesn't seem to be out here yet, but when he comes, we're going to see the tallest, widest, longest SUV on the road today. Now, it said he'd be here. It's kind of embarrassing. Well, let's head back. And, oh, wait a minute. It sounds like something's coming. Now, it might be garbage day today. Or, no, It's him. It's the Sherpa. Wow, they're not kidding. This thing is huge. It feels like a 15-story building has just pulled up. And way up there at the very top in the penthouse, if you will, Skylar Farr is peering out of his window. Hello, Mr. Farr. Hello.
Sorry, I'm late.
What?
I'm sorry, I'm late.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What? Mr. Farr, I can't hear you. I can't hear him at all. He's motioning to his cell phone like he's going to give me a call, it looks like. So wait a moment here. Oh, there he is. Hello?
Dale?
Yes?
Sorry I'm late.
What? Did you get caught in traffic?
Actually, some traffic got caught in me. I had to stop to dig a few compact cars out of the treads.
No, but seriously.
Yes, I do take it seriously. It's a good thing no one was hurt this time. And I'm also lucky my tires weren't punctured.
Is this pretty common?
Too common. People think they can just zoom in and out between my wheels and I'll allow for them somehow, but, you know, I can't always.
That's a complaint you often hear from truck drivers, that other people don't allow enough room around a big truck, especially for braking.
Yes, but the Sherpa is not a truck. It's a mighty big SUV, an off-road vehicle.
Well, yeah, if you like to go off-road.
No, even if you don't want to, the thing won't fit on the road.
Well, what good is that?
It's good for my image. I'm rugged, I think. And owning a Sherpa is rugged. Just getting in is a challenge.
I was going to ask you about that. The running board, it's still higher than I can reach.
Well, there's a rope ladder, but you got to be something of an athlete to use it. It's like being a kid again, you know, having a tree fort. No girls allowed, if you know what I mean. No, just kidding.
So, if a person has a disability or vertigo or just happens to be over 40, then what?
The Sherpa LE comes with an elevator. If you go for the XLE, well, that's the escalator. But for purists like me, the tougher the better. I always wanted my own personal mountain. Now I've got one.
But it's physically demanding?
Oh, yes. Washing it is a two-day job. I have to use my rappelling skills. You know, hooking a line up over the drip rail above the windows and lowering myself down with a pail and a sponge. Just like in the Navy.
Wow.
And changing the oil. Now I know how the captain of the Exxon Valdez felt. I have to alert the local pollution authorities every time I pull the plug on the oil pan.
But can a car this large be a good neighbor on the road?
Sharing the road with the Sherpa, all the drivers around it have a common enemy. And having an enemy in common is just a great uniting force. So with my Sherpa, I'm making friends wherever I go. They just don't happen to be my friends.
So how can somebody know if a Sherpa is going to be right for them?
If you like heights, if you like mountain climbing, if you're not made dizzy by lack of oxygen, if you've invested heavily in oil and gas stocks, if you can accept the fact that your vehicle's profile will have an effect on the local weather, then a Sherpa's for you.
Thanks, Skylar. Skylar Farr, spokesman for Intimida, giving us a preview of the future of American driving with a good look at the Sherpa, the biggest SUV ever.
Can't see it very well this close up. You know, for a good view, you need to be about, a half a mile away.
Well, how about if I take a few steps back?
No bother. I can give you that half mile in about 10 seconds. Stand by.
Skylar Farr and the Intimida Sherpa. This is Dale Connolly reporting.